Wow, first time we're actually going to talk about Perek Yud Beis. Okay, Helis, we got the Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk starts the last Perek in Koheles. Zechoyres Beirecho B'mei Bachukusecho. You should remember the Rabbani Shalom in your young years. Adesha lo yavoyu yimei ro. Before the bad days come. And when the bad days come, it's late. V'igiyu shonim, and years will come. You will say, I have no use for those days. They're useless. They're useless days. Shtikl Pella here. We understand Shlomo Melech telling us to remember Hashem in our young years. You understand that. I'll soon tell you once what the Dubin Magid said the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. He was giving a Musar, a Tshuva, to young people. And he spoke about this pasuk in Koheles. So I understand Shlomo Melech is giving people chizuk when they're young to remember. Why is he calling the older years Yimei Ro? Every minute of life is precious. Every second in life is precious. And we as Klal Yisrael know that better than anybody else. Rachmana Litzlan in the secular world, they don't understand the value of life. I get a lot of shilas, the end of life shilas. I get it all the time. When somebody has a parent in the hospital, older, they have pneumonia, they have high blood pressure or low blood pressure, and the heart is having trouble. And the doctors say, shine, let's let the person go. People call me with shilas. What do they have to do? What don't they have to do? So in the secular world, they don't understand the value of life. If a person is not productive, what they call productive, right? What they call productive. So not active, and you know, life doesn't seem to be exciting. So it's not worth living. Why bother? And I could tell you stories from now until Yom Kippur straight, without stopping, that I've had over the last 27 plus years, where I've dealt with doctors that I couldn't believe what they wanted to do to some patients. And I've had people that the smallest thing they didn't want to do. I have an older person, the blood pressure goes low. It's very easy. Give the person blood pressure medicine to make the blood pressure high. They didn't want to do it. The person was dying. It's the person in my shul. They call me up from the hospital. The doctor said, it's not worth to go and start giving blood pressure. It's too invasive. I said, invasive? They don't have to do anything. They just put on an intravenous with blood pressure medicine. They don't have to do anything. No, the doctor said it's invasive. I said, let me talk to the doctor. I said, doctor, and it was a Jewish doctor, not a religious man. I said, doctor, I don't exactly understand. What's invasive about blood pressure medicine? He said, well, we have to run a intravenous. I said, really? The person has an intravenous line going in. All you have to do is hang a bag. Mamish, that's all you got to do. Hang the bag. But they convinced the son that that's... So anyway, the doctor says, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, Rabbi. So they hooked on the bag. The blood pressure came back up. 2 weeks later, he was released from the hospital. A year later, he was dancing by his granddaughter's house. He wasn't dancing like a, you know, he wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't a cool dance. But it was cool that he was dancing. And he had several years of nachas from his children in 8 o'clock. Because we understand the value of life. We understand every minute of life is special. Every single minute. So how could Shlomo Melech tell us in Koheles? I understand he's saying, when you're young, Zechor is Beirecha. Remember Hashem when you're young. But why is he calling the older years Achelo Yavoyu Yimei Ro, before the bad days come? Which we'll see Chazal tell us that Yimei Ro, what does Yimei Ro mean? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, I'm sure those of you that learn Shabbos remember the Gemara. The Gemara says, Old years is bad. Other rabbit, Sadi Katom Yifroch, Keres Balvan and Yizge, or Yiduvim Beseva. By us, people that are older are even better. One of the famous stories with Rabbi Yankov was he was on a plane next to an Israeli dignitary. And the whole flight, Rabbi Yankov's Einiklach were coming to him, trying to help him. Zaidi, what could we get you? Could we get you this? Could we get you that? And this Israeli dignitary, secular man, sitting next to Rabbi Yankov, he says, what do you teach your grandchildren? I don't know, my grandchildren, they just let me rot. Your grandchildren, every hour they're coming up. What can we do for you? What can we do for you? So Rabbi Yankov looked at him, he said, it's very simple. He said, if you're a secular person, and you believe in science, so you believe in evolution, right? That means you believe that somehow back, way back when, you come from a monkey, right? So there was a monkey, and from a monkey it evolved a human being, right? So every generation that's further is more of a human. Your father's closer to a monkey. Zayda's even closer. It's good you don't have a family picture going way back when, because the Zayda won't look very human-like. So Mamela, why should they honor you? You should honor them. They're more human. He says, but we believe in Maimed Har Sinai. That was the ultimate. Adam Harishon was Yitzir Kapov V'Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maimed Har Sinai. So to us, every generation looks at the generation before. Wow, it's the generation before. That's why. The guy took the words to heart. He understood what was being told him. L'maisa, why would Shlomo HaMelech say, call the older years, Yimei Ro. It's not Yimei Ro. Givaldik. Look to G'dele Ador. Look what Rav Eliashiv accomplished at 102 years old. Look what Rav Steinemann accomplished at 104 years old. Ken Yirbu. Right? Look. It's unbelievable. Yimei Ro. So that's a plea. Weiter, you go read a couple of psukim weiter. Zok Shlomo HaMelech. Now he starts talking about hespedim. Ki hoylech ha'odom el beis elomoy. When a person goes to the next world, v'sovavu b'ashuk ha'saftim. By the way, they used to have hespedim or professionals. They were mamish professional maspedim. If you look in Chazal, they hired people to give hespedim. So Shlomo HaMelech now is talking about when a person dies, he's underscoring the inyan of hespedim. How important is hespedim? So I'm going to tell you a chazal, also a Gemara on Shabbos. It's hair raising. What chazal tell us? David HaMelech. Every day of David HaMelech's life was priceless. He asked Hashem, when am I going to die? The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed that David HaMelech said, "Hoydieni Hashem kitzi, let me know what my days are. When am I going to die?" Rabban Hashem said, "That's one of the things we don't let people know. That's covered." So David tells the Rabban Hashem, "Please tell me what day." Hashem told him, "B'Shabbos, Thomas. You're going to die on Shabbos." That's the famous Gemara. Every Shabbos, David used to learn, and that's, by the way, that's how Sudas Malava Malka, right? What do we say by Malava Malka? Zehu Sudas of the David Malka said. David is the one who established the Malava Malka. Why? Because David HaMelech used to make every Matzah Shabbos a Sudas Eidah. Because once he lived through Shabbos, he knew he has another week. He knew he's not dying during the week. So every Matzah Shabbos, he made a Sudas Eidah. That was Sudas Malava Malka. That's David HaMelech Suda. I once said that's maybe the reason why we attribute Malav HaMalka to David HaMelech, because Shabbos gives chias to the whole week. A Jew is supposed to live off what he builds up on Shabbos the whole week. Right? So therefore, we have to learn like David HaMelech. David HaMelech understood very clearly that every Shabbos that I live through, I get another week of life. So when he sat from Malav HaMalka, he understood Shabbos went through, now I got another week of life. Every Jew should know that. That your week is an outbirth, it's an outcome, it's an Isru Chag of Shabbos. But the bottom line is, David asks Hashem, when am I going to die? Hashem tells him Shabbos. So David says, maybe let's make it Sunday. Now we understand why he would want Sunday. Another day. Another day of life. Baruch Shem Tom Sari. Shloim HaMelech is supposed to become king on Sunday. Ve'ein malchus achas noigas b'chavrto afilu k'moloi nima. Two kingdoms don't overlap. Two kingdoms don't overlap, even one hair breadth. That's it. You have to die on Shabbos. Shloim is going to become king on Sunday. So David says, nu oy bazoi, almost pair of Shabbos. That's very strange. He's asking to die a day early. What is this, Bein Hazmanim? Bein Hazmanim, doylem, you know, I'm all trying to hop an extra day. I never had Talmidim come over to me to ask me for a request that this man should end a day later. I'm excited if that should happen, but the Devaila, nobody came here and asked me that this coming Sunday there should be Yeshiva. I see Reb Yitzchak is having a hugen, thinking about it. Okay, maskin. So what's Pshat in David HaMelech? David HaMelech knows every day what every day is worth, every second is worth. So I understand David HaMelech has to die on Sunday. Now he's asking to die a day early, give up the Torah and Avodah and everything he's doing. He's holding up the world. What's Pshat? You'd be astounded what the Gemara says. You know why he asked for that? Because on Shabbos, there's not going to be so many Hespedim. During the week, the people could be Isaac and Hespedim. They could travel, they could come. It'll be David HaMelech's Leviah. It's a big thing. Like this, on Shabbos, what's going to be? Even if the Leviah will be right after Shabbos. It's not going to be time to be Mizasik Bespedim. Comes the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara says that that's actually what bothered David HaMelech. That Bespedim. Zok the Gemara. Why did David HaMelech ask B'Shabbos Omos? Sheyuchlu l'sasik biyu behespedi. You hear? So they should be able to be masked. What in the world is going on? An equally difficult Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Kuf Nun Gimel. Today we're sticking to Shabbos. Kuf Nun Gimel. Omalei Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Where Rav tells Rav Shmuel. Tells Shmuel. Achim Behespeda. When he passes away, so Shmuel should be maspidim. He knew he's going to die before Shmuel. Shmuel should be maspidim. But Achim means do it stark. I want a stark hesped. The Hossam Ka'imna, because I'm over there. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, Kipshutoi, the way most of the Parshonim learn, that when you give a hesped on somebody, they're there. They know what you're saying. So basically, Rav was warning Shmuel, hey Shmuel, make sure you give me a good hesped. I'm there. I'm going to hear what you say about me. Now, if that makes sense to you, Rav cares. Rav cares. Rav wants a big hesped. And he's warning him, hey, I'll be there. Don't think I'm dead already, so you don't have to worry about me. I'm there. I'm going to know what you say about me. So if Kiv Hegel had a goinish of shot, Kiv Hegel said, Faker, Achim Behespedi, he was saying, you could feel comfortable be masped me, meaning you don't have to worry, you're not giving me a good hesped. You know why not? Because the halach is mikta shvachay b'fanav. When you compliment somebody in front of them, you don't give them the full compliments. So Rav was telling Shmuel, don't worry not to compliment me fully. The hosam came, I'm there. Memeila mikta shvachay b'fanav. Azazokam kivega. So faker, Shmuel was saying, don't worry, you don't have to give me who knows what, it's okay, I'm going to be there, so it's okay. But that's also not the Poshup Shad, it's okay. Again, it's from Kivega. That's not the Poshup Shad anymore. So what's Taka the Pshat? What's Poshup Shad? What's going on? He's obviously telling him something about the Hesped, the importance of the Hesped, what's Pshat? So I'll tell you like this. What is the biggest harata a person has in life? The biggest regret? Everybody knows. Everybody has in the vocabulary a word that they use frequently. Shucks. Right? Maybe you don't use the word shucks, you use something else. But Mayinyan Lainyan of Indian shucks. Me shucks vinyanai. Right? You regret. You have regret over something. Yeah? Everybody has in life regrets. All kinds of regrets. What is the biggest regret that a person ever has in life? What's the biggest regret possible? So I'll tell you what the biggest regret possible is. Where a person has the biggest regret. And this is found in the Medrash Rabbe. Precious. The Medrash Rabbe, based on the Goyim, talks about Shuka, what the Medrash talks about, that a person has regret over certain accomplishments, the lack of accomplishments. Ein l'tzayir u'l'shayir, says the Vilna Gaon on this Medrash. It's not possible for somebody to assess, to imagine even, as choizek goydloi, the biggest regret of all time. What's the biggest regret? La'achar meyev esrim. When they put a person into a box and they take him to his levaya, at that time they show the person certain things. Right after they died, what do they show them? When they take a person to the cemetery, all of his feelings open up. He could see everything. What does he see? He sees things he couldn't see when he was alive. And what are they? They show him exactly what Gehenna is like. Nisht Geshmak. And then they show him Tanuge Gan Eden. They show him the Gan Eden part, which is very Geshmak. Then they show him Ech Kilo Yom of Behevel. How you wasted your life away. Minutes, days, hours. You wasted your life. Today in America we have an expression, it's called a time killer. Can you imagine? That a person invests money in a time killer. Let's try to kill time. Shigit. Let's try to kill time. Zoktagon, he says, for oz yizboinin b'sichloi ma hifzit bo'ilam azeh. And then he'll realize what he lost. And that loss, that's going to be the biggest regret of all time. No other regret can match up to that regret that a person is going to have at that moment. What they could have accomplished, what they didn't accomplish, what they could have gotten punished, what they could have been rewarded, what they won't be rewarded. All of that is going to go on. That's going to be the biggest regret of all time. That's the biggest regret a person can have. And you just be mishayer it very simply in life. Every one of you is going to eventually in life know somebody that knows of something that they could have done and they experienced the biggest loss because of something and a stupid financial loss. People have regrets. I knew somebody could have bought a stock. Could have made a couple of million. Made a mistake, he didn't buy it. Could have made a couple of million. I have a relative who owns stock in Pnei Sefer. Facebook. Pnei Sefer. Right? And he made a lot of money. Made a lot of money in it. But he sold it when he thought it already reached its peak. $15 a share. Can't go more than $15 a share. Sold. He liquidated. It made many, many times more than that. Many, many times more than that. He could have had millions and millions. He could have bought more to begin with. He could have not sold. The guy lives every day with charata. And every time he sees Facebook in the tapuach, in the apple, He gets his oiches from the tachas atapuach. He gets his oiches. What he could have had. Could have been. He could have been. Millions of millions. What is it? It's nothing. It's money. But he's full of regret. Imagine regret a person has at the end of their life when they realize nitzchias, something that can never be made. Like the song that we have today from the Big Chochem, right? Odom doyeg, what is Odom doyeg? Alibud Domov, right? Tein Odom doyeg, Alibud Yomov. It's a song, isn't it a song already? Domov Einovchan. Yomov Einovchan. No, isn't it a song like that? Like, am I dreaming? Kamayam. Menagim. Odom doyeg, al ibud domov, ein odom doyeg, al ibud yomov. They sing it nicer than that. Domov, choizrim, v'yomov, einam choizrim, or yomov, einam choizrim, domov choizrim. Money is nothing. Money comes, money goes. One day of life, 1 minute of life doesn't come back. It's gone. It's gone. The Binyan Shlomer of Shlomi Katzmi Vilna was once by a Levaya in Vilna. And a man, 95 years old, died. And all the sons were behind the Oren, following the Oren, crying that they're not going to have their father. Father's dying. Father died. And he knew that these kids didn't take advantage of their father when he was alive. So after the Levi, he went over to him, he said, why are you crying now? You're crying over a day that you don't even have? Cry over the 95 years that you... Those were kill days. Those are worse. Those are days that you had available, you didn't use them. Why are you crying now? The Torah says, most people will tell you, a day after the relative dies, then they have regret. The same relative that they treated like a schwanz for all the years. All of a sudden the person dies, oh, achrei mois kedoshim. You know, there's two parshas that are very often connected. Achrei mois kedoshim. After the person dies, he's kedoshim. After he dies, he's holy. Right? You know how many people I deal with? You know how many people I deal with have charata the way they treated a parent, the way they treated a brother, a sister, a child. But then it's too late. Then it's too late. Then it's easy. Then it's easy to realize what you could have had. It's all marish. That's the insight. That's the biggest regret. When a person gets older and some of the Yetzirahs go away, again, the Yetzirah is always there, but some of the Yetzirahs that you have as a younger person go away, you begin to realize only after a person dies will they fully understand, like the Goyim says, everything that they lost. But in life, as just like this person hopped Facebook, when did he hop Facebook? When it went up to $20 a share. Then he started feeling, ooh, $25 a share. He didn't have to die to hop that. As the shares started going up, he realized his loss. We're the same way. We kill away the young years. As we get older and we look back at the things we killed it away from, and at least at that stage of life, we don't have such a taiva for those things. We have taiva for new things. But the taiva that we had when we were young, we don't have. You don't have the taiva you had when you were 5 years old. When you're 5 years old, you wanted a Lego. How many of you have dreams at night of Legos? I hope not. If you do, please talk to me. And if I can't help you, I'll send you to Rabbi Brody. You're not worried about Lego anymore. But when you're a kid, you're holding shom, Lego, it's Lego. You can't overcome the type of Lego. You'll beat somebody up for a Lego. You'll beat somebody up for a piece of Lego. Today, you're not going to have to fight. I never dealt with a fight of people, balabatim. I never had to make a dintar over two balabatim with Lego. Why? Because they're past that Yetzirah. So, but I do have to deal with balabatim and fight over $5,000. Why? Because they're not over that yet. Because the $5,000 Yetzirah, that they still have, struggling with. And as you get older, different things start peeling away. You realize, yesterday's Yetzirah was ridiculous. Why was I busy with that? Do you know how many people regret that they didn't use the years in Yeshiva? Almost everybody. Almost every person I know regrets that they didn't use the years in yeshiva properly. Obviously, the guy who accomplished has less regret. Almost every person I know tells me, the days in yeshiva, I killed my days in yeshiva. Almost every guy I know feels they didn't use up the days in yeshiva. But one day when yeshiva, they felt like, what do you mean? They can't wait to get out of there. Nocha day ben azmanim, nocha Shabbos off, nocha this, nocha that, nocha seder, nocha tefillah, nocha... The more they can squeeze out of the yeshiva, the better it is. Again, that's how life is. Dazok Shloim HaMelech. Bocher, he's telling a Bocher, Droshes Hashem, Zchores Hashem, Bimei Bachorusayich. When you're young, actually, Yovel Yimei HaRoh, because you're going to experience the bad when you look back and you pass that Yetzirah of yesterday, and now you look back at the decision you made yesterday, you look at it, I killed my life away. It's true, you won't be able to say, I killed my life away till Lachamei Be'esrim. But at 20, you can look back at 15 and say you killed your life away. At 30, you can look back at 20 and say you killed your life away. At 40, you could say at 30, you killed your life away. Everybody's brilliant. Hindsight is 20/20. Everybody's brilliant at what happened yesterday. Because once the Yitzhara goes by, your eyes open up. He's not saying those are bad days. He's saying the Zikna days, you realize the raw of what passed by you. You have a perspective of raw. It's not new raw. It's days where you'll understand the raw. That's the pasuk. That is such an important lesson that David HaMelech felt it's kedai to leave the world a day early to teach people that lesson. Because that's what the Hespedim have to do. Rav told Rav Shmuel, there's a lot of things you could say about Rav. When Rav dies, you could have given a hesped from now for another 1,000 years on Rav. But Rav said, I want you to just say one thing by my hesped. Achim be'hesped. You know what you should say by my hesped? The hosam ka'imna. When I come to the next world, I'm standing in one place. I can't do anything anymore. That's the hesped. The biggest hesped is the hosam. Once I go over there, Kaimna, I'm standing in one place, I can't do anything. I can only have regret. There's nothing I can do. This guy is dying to buy Facebook now at $85 a share. Not now at 85. He wants to buy it at 15, but it doesn't work anymore. And he bought it originally for $3 a share. He would love to get it for $3 a share. It doesn't exist anymore. Hosam Kaimna. Once you're there, it's too late. So David HaMelech felt it was Kedai to die a day early, so that people should learn that once you get there, it's too late. That's the lesson. And that's the lesson all of us have to think in life, that every day is a day of opportunity. And every day that we give up like this, like Rav Shlomo Katz said, don't cry about your relationship, don't cry about your father and mother when they die. Do something about it here, when they're alive. Why do I have to tell you about Kibbutz Aveim now? Yeah? Isn't it much better to give Kibbutz Aveim when they're alive than to cry afterwards that you don't have Kibbutz Aveim? Do when you have it! Tippish! Do when you have it! That's what Shlomo Melech said. And that's the biggest desire is that shayach for a person. Achim Espeda. He wanted... It was kedai for him.